The Gambling Nun. Did you hear that story from Paul Miles?
Hey, listen.
$850,000.
Hey, Gambling Nun, if you're out there, be careful of that habit.
Well, I think it locks it
habit.
Up.
Habit. Habit.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Take $2 out of the jar.
Thank you. I'm going to do that.
There we go.
Right
thank
now,
you.
As a matter of fact, thank you. It's a filthy habit.
We now know that God is not on the side of the gambler because she lost $850,000 gambling.
I think God's got better issues than to.
Please give me an ace. I just need an ace on this river. Give me the ace on the river. So she stole $850,000 over 30 years as the principal of a Catholic school in California. Come on, Sister Catherine. Come on.
Hey.
Come on.
I wonder if she went into confession and talked about that.
She is now. Because now she's trying to get into heaven.
No, but I wonder if she did it while it was going on.
Oh, yeah, because you can't share the news.
I know. How about that?
Yeah.
These priests, man.
Yeah.
They got to take on all this and just hold it.
It is time, just about 10:05. It is time for the hero of the day. Today's hero is Alejandro R. Ruiz.
Okay.
He was in the U.S. Army, and you're going to love his story. And it is right now on the Tony and Dwight Show.
Wednesday's hero today is Alejandro R. Ruiz. Alejandro was born and raised in New Mexico. He was the son of a Mexican immigrant who had been an officer in Pancho Villa's army. How cool is that? Now, in 1944, 21-year-old Ruiz was driving to Texas to see his girlfriend when he got in a little legal scrape. He went before the judge, and they gave him a choice between the army or jail. Ruiz enlisted. After training at Fort Bliss, Private First Class Ruiz shipped out with the 165th Infantry. His unit landed at Okinawa in April 1945. On April 28th, get ready for this, his company, exhausted from a series of engagements with Japanese troops in heavily fortified positions, was moving down a steep ravine. The Japanese let the unit pass by. They were well camouflaged in their pillboxes before opening fire and lobbing grenades. As the Americans tried to find cover while Japanese grenades rained down on them, Ruiz saw his comrades falling all around him. After just a few minutes, everyone was dead, except for him and his squad leader. Knowing that he needed a little bit more firepower than his rifle could offer, Ruiz grabbed a Browning automatic rifle and moved up towards the pillbox. As he started to climb on top of it, in open fire, the weapon jammed. At that moment, a Japanese soldier charged him. Ruiz clubbed him, then tossed the rifle aside and ran back through the heavy fire to where his men were pinned down. Picking up another automatic rifle and grabbing some extra cans of ammunition, he headed back towards the pillbox while the Japanese machine gunners and riflemen were all concentrating their fire on him. Making it through the storm of bullets and grenades, he once again climbed on top of the emplacement and sent several bursts of fire through the aperture, killing the 12 soldiers inside and destroying their position completely. Unscathed, except for a minor flesh wound in the leg, Ruiz found a place to sit down after the battle and tried to light a cigarette with his shaking hands. The man he had saved told him they were going to recommend him for the Medal of Honor. Ruiz didn't even think anything about it for next several weeks as his unit continued to fight in Okinawa. It wasn't until May of 46 when he came back to the United States. Living in the married soldier's barracks, there he was told he was indeed to receive the Medal of Honor. Ruiz's wife, mother, and sister accompanied him to the White House where President Harry Truman made the presentation on June 12, 1946. Ruiz remained in the service for the next 18 years. He saw action again in Korea and retired as a sergeant in 1964. Alejandro R. Ruiz, Private First Class, U.S. Army, and Medal of Honor winner, died November 20th, 2009 in Emeryville, California.
A couple things. So he gets in trouble, and the judge says, jail time or join the service?
On that note.
Yeah.
we, God rest his soul, we had a friend that that happened to.
Ron Schock.
Ron Schock. I was a cat burglar, and yes. I went before the judge, and the judge said, I'll send you to prison, or you can go to the United States Army. I went to the Army, and that's where they made a cat burglar a demolitions expert.
It's true.
Ron Schock was a demolitions expert.
He was like, Tony, what did you think they made me? I was like, I don't know. He goes, a demolitions expert. I was like, oh, my God, they made the cat
explode.
Are you kidding me? Second thing, so he joins the service instead of going to prison or jail or whatever it was. And then how he they get ambushed. Everyone dies except for him and his
squad leader.
And then he goes, well, I'm going to go up there and kill every damn one of them. And he gets his Browning. And he gets all these hail of bullets, and he fights all the way through, jumps on top of the pillbox, and it jams. So then he clubs and kills one
wow.
Japanese soldier. He runs back through the hail of bullets, gets a gun that works, and then runs back up the hill and then jumps on the pillbox and kills everybody.
Unbelievable, this guy. And there's so many stories like this out of World War One, yep. Vietnam, all kinds of them, man.
Yep. And I think the last part there where he sat down and he was trying to light a cigarette and his hands
shaking
hands. It's just... You know, that's why they train over and over again. These are extraordinary examples of heroic behavior. That's not in the training book. Like, what he did is not in the training
book.
Of course not. But, you know, they tell you over and over again that when the bullets start flying, it's amazing how your muscle memory and just your training. That's why they drill over and over and over and over and over again. So when it happens, they just go do what they were trained to do.
Unbelievable. Yep. Yep. Unbelievable.
There's no doubt. So that's
another great one, man.
Yeah, Wednesday's Hero we do every single Wednesday at 10:05. Please tune back in. All right. It seems like things are getting back to normal, right? And this story tells me that it is.
Okay.
Stiletto Crocs.
Did you ever have Crocs?
I had one pair of Crocs, but back then they were like $15. Now Crocs are as expensive as a medium price a Nike.
Are you serious?
If you go get a pair of Crocs from the store, they're like $40-$50.
They're ugly.
They're plastic.
Are they comfortable?
Yes.
Are they really?
Yes. Now I had a pair that had fur on the inside.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It seems to me that the purpose of Crocs having holes in them and being plastic is you can walk with them, and then you go in water, and then you walk on pavement, yeah. and then blah,
yeah.
blah.
Yeah.
If you put fur in them, wouldn't the water get in the fur and then just make it some kind of a stinky mess?
Remember I wore them to work.
I probably blocked that out of my...
I probably did, because Haley used to ridicule me going, are you wearing furry Crocs to work? And I was like, it was always in the middle of the winter to where I wanted warm feet. So I was like, yes, I'm wearing furry Crocs to work. All right, so Crocs are getting a high fashion upgrade again. They are collaborating with a shoe brand to make Stiletto Crocs. Stiletto Crocs, okay?
So those are the high heel spikes, right? Is that
so
Stiletto?
They put a plastic spike on the back of Crocs, so you'll see there's a possibility you could see... Like Virginia Brewer that used to work here.
Oh, my gosh.
She wore the tallest stiletto boots I've ever seen every single day.
No matter what, she was playing basketball. She
had
stiletto heels.
Yes, and not just like a small one. Remember, she gashed her own leg because she scraped her with the stilettos. Well, she would wear these.
See, that's what my wife would do. I'll say, hey, we're going to go to the concert, and we're going to be it's standing room only, so we're standing up. She'll wear this kind of crap, and then all of a sudden, my feet hurt, my back hurt. Well, look at the shoes you're wearing.
Right.
Well, I want to look nice for a concert. Wear tennis shoes.
I feel sorry for the people that make dress shoes, because dress shoes were a must in the workplace and everything else. Now, if you wear a suit, even if you wear a suit, most people wear tennis shoes that match whatever color. If you have a black suit, you'll wear black tennis shoes.
Really?
Most people wear tennis shoes with suits now. No, they don't wear dress shoes.
Of course. I get out of having to wear a suit, and they do that crap.
Right.
Hey, FBI did something. I think this is brilliant because, criminals of all kinds of different elements, they use these encrypted apps. So they can bust people on your text.
Right.
They can, subpoena for your tax records and all this other stuff. So a big thing is these encrypted apps that you can join and you can text people vital information, and it's just between you two for sure. Or is it? A lot of criminals, 800 suspected criminals for that matter, are being rounded up after using the ANOM app as an anonymous app. Problem with them sending messages on this encrypted messaging app is ANOM app.
Take two.
Problem is the criminals using this ANOM app. The app was actually developed by the FBI. So what they thought was encrypted, this was a joint effort between U.S. FBI and authorities in Australia.
We're sheep.
So what they thought they were using was encrypted, in fact, was not. The FBI and Australian authorities were reading all of these. In the roundup, they've got drug smugglers, they have money laundering, even murder plots. 800 criminal suspects rounded up by using this FBI app to do bad deeds.
Any app that you put on your phone is dragging info from you.
Hey, here's what I say. Fight fire with fire, because right now there's a lot of bad guys winning the game. In Louisville, it's because we have the mayor running the game. But any kind of way you can catch the criminal element, I say fight fire with fire. Do it.
Well, yeah, criminals. But if you're monitoring everyone, that's different. I mean, they are listening to every conversation on all cell
phones. We've proved that.
Yeah, I know. Well, not just them. They're looking for keywords. So. Which is amazing technology to think that everybody has a cell phone and they're listening for keywords to all these phone conversations.
Well, it's got to be a computer system that picks up because
But to your
point, it's not just listening for keywords for terrorism and criminal activity. We get served ads. During the commercial break, we will check our social media to see if anyone has contacted us saying, hey, you morons, that's not – who did that or correcting us. And thank you, by the way, for always correcting us. Oh, as I say, while I'm on the subject of that, somebody corrected us on the waterfront. I thought Stella was on the waterfront.
Yes.
It was not.
Oh, Streetcar Named Desire.
Streetcar Named Desire.
Damn it. I should have known that.
I can't remember. I should have.
On the waterfront was when he was a boxer.
Yeah.
I could have been a contender.
What was it? Go Cards Debbie or something.
I could have been somebody.
Could have been somebody, yeah. But anyway, we've proven that. When we go, we'll do a story, then we'll go check social media for anyone that might be listening. And we'll be getting ads served to us from whatever we were just talking about.
Yeah, no.
It's gotten ridiculous. Yes. Don't even try to hide it. I will say the one cool thing, I got served an ad on Facebook this morning, and that's the worst part. A lot of these ads are actually something that I'll want and I'll want to buy.
I know. Damn it.
I mean,
because we're so simple. I've purchased many things that way, dude.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm like, wait.
Oh, I kind of really need that beach towel.
And I'm like, wait, this device exists?
I did buy the greatest beach towel ever the other day. I sent it with my family when they went down on spring break, and they were like, they came back. I said, I bought it for them. They're like, oh, okay, thank you. On the way back, they called and were like, that was the greatest beach blanket we've ever had.
You said sand wouldn't stay on it,
you
right?
Anchor in. It's humongous, and you anchor in so it stays right where it is. Uh-huh. And if sand gets on it, you just pick it up and flick it back, and all the sand goes down underneath it and off your mat.
Mm.
How cool is that?
It's called the Making Whoopee Towel.
And the thing was, it was only like $15, and you're like, that's the thing that gets me. God, I'm going to buy it because it's only $15.
Okay, so listen to this ad I got served that I said I must buy. It was served by Radio Shack.
All right. Love Radio Shack.
I do, too. You know, I'm a retro guy. I love all the old stuff.
Yeah.
I see a jam box. And I went, oh, wait, jam boxes are coming back? And it's got the cassette player. It's got the AM
what?
FM. What? It's got the AM FM radio on it.
No.
But here's where it got me.
Yeah.
Because if that wasn't cool enough, I said, you know what? I need a jam box. Enough with these little Bluetooth speakers.
Right! I want a jam box!
What's that little blue square on the table? Oh, that's our speaker. We want a jam box. This jam box has cassette, radio, and Bluetooth.
That's pretty crazy.
Isn't that cool? And, it's built just like the late 70s, 80s jam boxes.
Do you have to wear like jogging suit and then put it on your shoulder?
I don't care. I'll do it.
I know you will.
I'll get the gigantic fake gold chain.
Yes.
And I'll walk.
Yes.
I'll dust my old Kango off.
Your what?
Kango. The hat.
Oh.
And I'll put it on and walk in.
I know what that was.
I'll take the shoelaces out of my shoes.
I didn't know what a Kango was. Now, you, before we go to break, you were most likely to what in high school? I know there's a picture in like the mall or something.
Most likely to conceive. No, that was my wife. I was most mischievous.
No kidding. That's a shocker. All right, I'll tell you about a California high school that's reprinting their yearbooks after a couple of inappropriate superlatives of most likely to, all right, blank. Uh-huh. All right, I'll tell you what those are when you get back.
Hey, pump some iron, baby, get in shape.
The J.
Yeah.
We're going to the J.
That's right.
Looking good and feeling good.
Yeah,
JewishLouisville.org. You don't have to be Jewish to join the Jewish Community Center. They are building a $40 million new facility behind where we are now. That is right next to the Waterston Expressway. You can't miss it. The pools are open. So, I know it's not sunny right now, but boy, it's going to be. So the pools are open. You got lap pools. You got Olympic size pools. It's for family fun. Come on by. Join for the summer or join for the year. Either way you can go. Go to JewishLouisville.org or just Google up Jewish Community Center. They'll take you right there. The gyms, the indoor track, two saunas in each locker room, fitness instructors, classes all day that you want to take. We love the J. We have been members at Jewish Community Center for 2 years. We love it. We're there almost every single day. It's that type of place you can go to. It's got a library. They have they have plays. They put on plays all the time in the facility. That will all move to the new facility when it's built or finished in September. So, $40 million facility coming, but you can come work out with us right now. Come work out with the Vinettis at the J. Call 459-0660. Back after this on News Radio 840 WHAS. All right, we are back to finish that story. A California high school is reprinting its yearbooks after the original ones were printed with some inappropriate superlatives, including most likely to get canceled.
Oh, my gosh.
And most likely to get COVID twice. Ventura High School. Ooh, Ventura Boulevard.
Ventura Boulevard.
Ventura High School didn't see the inappropriate most likely twos until the yearbook was printed.
I love it.
So they tried to use stickers with other superlatives to cover up the offensive ones, but it didn't work. People were peeling off the sticker to find out what it was. The principal has now apologized to the affected students. What student is like pissed right. that they got most likely to get COVID twice? Come on.
The principal released a statement saying, I was shocked that high school students would have tomfoolery going on behind my back.
I was shocked that high school students would still look at their yearbooks.
Yeah, how about that? I could understand.
My kids
us.
Have yet to look at their yearbook ever.
I could understand us because there wasn't a Facebook, there wasn't all this other crap. So basically, that's what documented your year.
That's
but
right.
Now, if you look at social media,
it's every day,
every minute it's of the day.
The most documented generation in history doesn't need their yearbook.
No, and it should be a virtual yearbook.
It really should,
right?
I mean,
for them, they're the ones that nobody reads books anymore. We do. I want the book. I don't want a Kindle.
Books.
No, everybody reads it on a Kindle and an iPad. I look at my wife and say, what are you doing? She said, I'm reading. Why would you not want to read a book in a book? But that's just me. Do whatever you want to do.
Audiobooks have taken over a bunch, too. People just put them on their podcast and just listen to audiobooks. So that's the actual book, Dwight?
Yeah.
But someone's reading the book for you.
Ooh. It's kind of like me saying, no, I'll wait for the movie to come out. Hey, listen, summer's here. Thank you, Backyard Oasis. Randy and the guy at Backyard Oasis, they have the Witten Pool looking beautiful. I seriously can't remember the Witten Swimming Pool looking this crystal clear. I don't know what they do every week, but please keep doing it. Randy, if you're listening, keep doing it. Backyard Oasis is amazing. They will come by and service your pool weekly. That way it gets it off your plate. Your pool should be a source of enjoyment, not a pain in the butt. Backyard Oasis also opens your pools. And by the way, if you don't want them coming by once a week and doing all the dirty work, get your chemicals, your chlorine, your salt, your whatever from Backyard Oasis. Why? They deliver it right to your door. No longer do you have to spend your valuable time off on your day off going and standing in line with strangers to purchase pool chemicals, chlorine, salt, whatever. Let Backyard Oasis bring it to you. They even install in-ground and above pools. They do it all. If it has to do with a swimming pool, use the crew at Backyard Oasis. 249-5282. Go to BackyardOasisKY.com.
Hey, folks. Hi, this is John Oates, and you are listening to Tony and Dwight.
All right, we are back. News Radio 840 WHAS. Welcome back. Rain off and on today, tomorrow. It should clear up by the time we get to the weekend. It's going to be hot again. I love the heat. I hate the cold. That's why I will not be retiring up north. I will be going south because I like less clothes, not more clothes. Dwight let you know earlier that the Wedding Crashers will not have a sequel. Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson, Rachel McAdams, and Isla Fisher will not be back for that 2005 remake of Wedding Crashers. So that's insane. All right, the Washington Pot Dispensary. This is what pisses me off about people that got in line and got their vaccine first, right? Is that, no, we get the people that waited out get incentives.
Well,
they get donuts, coffee, a chance at $1 million.
Right. Let me just add to that. If your government is giving away shots of millions of dollars and prizes, do you think maybe we might be paying too much in taxes? Listen, it's like having the needy friend saying, I can't pay my bills. I'm so broke. I need to take 50% of your paycheck. Well, okay, Frank. And then you see him at the bar saying, drinks on everybody. Yeah. You're like, Frank, you just told me you needed half my paycheck.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
How many stories have you heard from people that borrowed money and then they announce they see their pictures on vacation somewhere?
I know.
And you're like, hey, wait a minute,
dude.
You said you needed gas money.
You said you had a sick cat.
The hell? So Washington Pot Dispensary is offering a joint for a jab. Marijuana dispensaries in Washington State can offer a joint for getting the vaccine. The Washington Liquor and Cannabis Board, which was what we would have if it got legal.
Right.
The Washington Liquor and Cannabis Board has approved a promotion where pot stores can offer a free joint to customers who get vaccinated. The world has changed. Like, if I did that story just 5 years ago, people would be like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, right.
It really is unbelievable. On that note, minimum wage. We've talked about minimum wage here a lot. Levi's.
Remember Levi's?
Levi's. I'm from Louisville, so Levi's is stuck in my head.
And you hear the sawing and the
clink, clink, clink. Say the end of this. Every commercial was the same.
A guy by the name of Brent Bowden wrote that commercial.
Did he really?
And we worked with him.
Oh, okay. Levi's CEO says Amazon's $20 an hour wages are forcing the jean maker to rethink worker pay amid the tighter labor market. Most people can't find enough workers. Home Depot is $15 an hour. Target is $15 an hour. They're saying Amazon is at $17 an hour and going to $20 an hour. At some point, no one's going to work for $10 an hour.
Well, when we have a governor that gives you an extra $300 a
part
week
of the problem.
Not to work,
yeah,
Bashir,
yeah,
it's going to. I witnessed it last night. One poor guy working at Macy's all by himself said, are you kidding me? You're the only guy here working? He goes, yeah, it's horrible. He said, can't get anybody to work. I shouldn't be working, but I'm not lazy. And he's right.
Yeah. So
lazy bums.
And then they announced yesterday the jobs available in the United States was like 9.5 million jobs were
right.
open.
But why would you when Governor Nanny State wants to feed you to sit on your ass?
You're a huge Bashir fan.
Golly, this guy. Well,
now,
he's never
Friday's the last
life,
one.
Huh?
Remember, Friday's the last
that's
COVID
another,
press conference.
That's another thing this guy does. He follows the CDC to the letter all along the way until the CDC says open up. He goes, oh, no. I won't be able to do my little precious press conferences and variety hour. Let's go two more weeks and then see. I'm still convinced that we're going to get to Thursday, and Bashir's going to go, after taking another look at it, we need to probably do just another.
Don't even say it.
Just another 2 weeks.
Stop it.
Just another two weeks.
Shut up. Shut your pie hole.
Listen,
I'm caring and I'm loving.
Please don't even tease like that.
I love
everyone. No one wants to go back.
In
no.
The Commonwealth. Tony.
Stop. No.
I know you want to go out and live your life, but this is what's best for you.
You know, here's the deal. If you ever, if for some reason somebody captured Dwight Whitten.
Yeah.
And they'd stick needles in him.
Yeah.
They'd break his fingers. And they said, you got to talk. Dwight would go, I ain't talking. He'd spit back in their face.
Right. That's what I would do.
And then all of a sudden, they have two things.
Yeah.
One,
uh-huh.
If they offered you a chocolate eclair. Or
no
chocolate
no.
Danish, chocolate
no.
donut. Chocolate donut?
Dairy Queen chocolate extreme blizzard.
Bingo.
I would sing like a
sing
canary.
Sing like a canary.
Like a canary.
The other one would be, oh, you don't want to tell us what you know?
No. You ain't,
okay.
Yeah, you ain't
well,
get...
we're going to leave the room,
yeah.
And we're going to play something in the speakers, and we'll be back.
Okay.
And all they have to do is leave and then play Andy Beshear's press conferences
this is Andy
over the
Beshear.
Speakers. And you would sing like a canary.
Oh, believe me.
Oh.
Just as...
I'll tell you whatever you want to know. Please stop.
Andy Beshear's voice to me is nails on a chalkboard.
Crying.
Yeah, not only was it,
crying.
I would give you up in a New York minute. I'd say, yeah, it was Vannetti. Not only was it Vannetti, here's picture proof of it.
And
let me give you his address and some text that we got.
And I'm going to make money off it because they're going to call me and go, how do I crack Whitten? Oh, I got you. And I'll have my phone up and I'll go, I want to see the money hit my bank account first.
Yeah,
there it is.
Yeah, that's him, man.
That's him, man.
Okay, these are bad habits that guys have that drive women crazy.
Okay.
Not crazy in a good way.
Where's my dinghy? Am I going to have anything on here?
Yeah, let's,
all right.
Let's
keep score.
Let's keep score. Anytime that we identify with doing one of these things, we will smack our dinghy. Okay?
Okay.
So, toilet seat, leaving the toilet seat up. Okay. Sure, they could just easily put the seat down. But it makes more sense for everyone to keep the lid down the entire time.
Why am I the chief?
Right,
seat?
Right. Me too. That's
I understand how to arrange the toilet when I get to the toilet. Why is it impossible for you?
This was actually in my wedding vows. You were at my wedding.
Yes.
And I said, listen, I promise I'm going to leave the seat up every single time.
In the vows.
Unless I go in there and do a doodle.
Yeah.
And then I might wee-wee sitting down.
Yeah.
That's all medical talk right there,
now,
by the way.
I get it. And listen, let me tell you something. If I was a girl in the middle of the night, I actually sat on a seat that wasn't down and you fell in and your ass got all wet and then now you're awake in the middle of the night. At that point, for the rest of my life, I would always check to see if the damn seat was down.
Hey, who are we kidding? My wife's rear end didn't fall in anything.
That's a good point.
Plus, I look down before I sit. No matter where I sit.
I'm going to check the damn toilet.
Right. So
all
let's
right,
move
go ahead,
on.
Go ahead. Number two.
Dribbling. On a related note, that excess pee dribbling manages to miss the toilet and land on the floor. It drives people crazy. Take a piece of toilet paper and clean it up. I clean up my own dribble.
I clean up my own dribble. Sober.
Absolutely. Most of the time.
Sober.
Most.
He said most of the people. All right, so we're one for two here of annoying things.
Okay. Number three. Listen, This next one, it determines if alcohol is involved or
all
not,
right,
all right?
Right, right?
Kissing, going heavy on the tongue probing and the saliva action while you're in a kiss. Think of it as a slow dance, and they'll be much more receptive. Now, generally, it's just a...
After about, I don't know how many years of marriage, it just goes to the... It's just the peck.
And that's it. That's it.
How many times do you have sex and never kiss?
You and I are both peckers.
Your Honor, will you direct the witness to answer the question? How many times do you have sex and not kiss?
Oh, my gosh, most of the time.
Right.
No, most of the time. But you and I are both peckers. Whenever we kiss,
peckers.
Just a peck.
Right.
However,
if I'm going in for the sensual, wet, slow stuff.
My wife is an extremely attractive woman. And sometimes when I have tequila, I start looking at her going, oh, my gosh, she's gorgeous. And the kisses can get a little bit of proby with the Whitten tongue.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm only human.
I turn into Fernando.
You do?
I grab both sides of her face.
Yes.
When I get to that point and I say, I'm going to kiss you slow and wet.
Yes.
Fernando, loves your lips.
And she just melts.
Your lips and my lips will meet.
I cannot stand, Fernando, because my legs are butter. You do this thing to me.
Yes. So that's why I have to cradle the face, because they start to crumble a little bit. Because they're like, Fernando's here.
Anytime you enter the bedroom with nothing but a sombrero on, she goes, oh, God, it's Fernando.
It's Fernando again. It's Fernando. Damn it. We got a kiss.
This is something your wife doesn't have to worry about, I'm assuming, but my wife does. Stubble. You might think that that little Indiana Jones look looks hot. However, if you're not clean shaving or you're not full beard,
yeah,
that Indiana Jones Don Johnson crap can be scratchy yep. in uncomfortable places.
Not my usual problem, no. I hate hair.
And I hear about that.
Yeah, I bet. We're like one for four now.
I know.
That means we're awesome husbands.
I would think.
Thank
that,
you.
I think that's how it gets judged.
Don't tell you at the end of this thing, go, if your score was one or two, awesome husband, like three or four, mediocre, right?
Yes.
All right, what's the next one?
Next one is nails, dirty fingernails and toenails
no,
or
I
something
don't have
women
dirty.
Could be. I don't either.
No, I don't have dirty toenails or
I don't either.
Are you crazy?
I clean them.
Shower twice a day.
Absolutely. I don't know if I can say this on the air, so I'm gonna edit it. Adjusting yourself.
Oh, no, I'm a...
Me too. Listen,
look,
man, things happen, especially in the summer.
Look,
things stick to one another. And
do you understand how ballast works?
Right.
Okay? I have a kind of a...
Uncle Milty.
Yeah, I'm carrying a little bit here.
Right.
My ballast needs to be adjusted or I walk to one side.
And I don't have that problem. However, the things that hang below that seem to stick on legs.
Yeah, so I got
to... It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Right. Plus, I'm Italian.
Right.
It's like when you come.
Sure.
I mean, even look babies. If you right. ever see a little Italian baby, he's adjusting his diaper.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. Hey, where's the milk?
Hey, lady.
Where's the milk?
Hey, lady, give me that milk.
Are you the milk lady?
Hey, you're only 6 months old. Why are you talking?
Are you the milk lady?
Yeah, I'm your mother, if that's what you mean.
Hey, yeah, same thing. Hey, Ma? Hey, same thing.
Hey, Ma, give me that milk.
Bring it over.
Hey, say hi to your sister.
Hey, hot stuff.
I'm your mother. Again, I'm your mother, and
hey,
that's your aunt.
Hot stuff. Over here, quick.
Never have an Italian baby.
All right, so 2 for 6.
At least I'll do this sometimes. If we're at like the in-laws,
yeah.
and my mother-in-law or someone's in the room and I won't be seen, I'll just do like, hey, everybody, look out the window, and I'll try to adjust myself real quick. You know?
Why would you start now? Like, not embarrassing yourself or other people.
Because, listen, my...
Did you have some sort of epiphany or something?
My persona around the in-laws, they all look up to me. They think I've got them fooled. They think I'm just this well-educated, silver spoon guy, my in-laws think. And I don't want to let them peek behind the curtain, you know? They actually think that I'm a doctor.
I got to tell you,
yeah?
your group and your in-laws group, that's quite a bunch.
I know.
That's quite a bunch.
Try to get a...
Wow. None of you all have opinions.
Right. No. Oh, and by the way, listen, dinner with the in-laws, try to get one word in.
No.
I just sit there and look down at my lap defeated. Last one. Okay, last one. Too much cologne. You might think that it's a manly scent. That's amazing.
I may
do that too. Do you ever put cologne in?
Yes.
Because they say it should go right here on your neck and right here on your wrist. I just say that those are factory recommendations. I put them everywhere.
Well,
but I will tell you, if you put it right here,
yeah.
it really burns.
Yeah. Well, don't put it there.
I know.
Yes, I've sprayed down there.
Yeah.
Correct.
What about the backside?
I have.
Me too.
I was going to get a shot
I don't even want
at 25 again, and I was like, I'm going to spray where you usually have a tramp stamp.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sure that that was all smelling really like, oh, my God, he smells so delicious back there.
I did it a couple weekends ago. And I'm like, what am I doing? She's not going to be back there.
She's not going to be back there. If she is, we're going to get really drunk.
It's not like, I mean, she's got vision anyway. Hey, let me tell you, listen, Jeff Home Improvements, baby, you're going to love the crew at Jeff Home Improvements. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Jeff and Paul and talking to them personally. Anytime that you meet a company, a crew that does work, and whenever you talk to them about their work, their eyes light up and they get excited, that's who you want for the job. People who put pride in their craftsmanship, and that's what you get with Jeff Home Improvements. They have vinyl siding, insulation, replacement windows, gutters and gutter protection, patios, decks, you name it. You can get it done with Jeff Home Improvements. And every single job they do is the most important job to them. Just talk to them. I was having them describe different jobs. No matter how big or how small, the excitement was just the same. You're going to love this crew. If you're considering getting a roof, maybe you got some water spots on your ceiling, don't let it go. Because anytime water gets into your house, it can start rotting the wood, rotting your attic, rotting the walls. Then you have a really, really, really bad problem. At least get it inspected. Just go to jeffroof.com. They're award-winning, they're family-owned, and they've been serving Kentucky and Indiana for over 30 years. You're going to love them. Go to jeffroof.com. If you're thinking about a roof, how about a roof with a lifetime warranty? jeffroof.com.
Back after this, keep it where you got it. Don't forget, we're still going to have a conversation with a young lady from Ballard High School. Her name is Sydney Martin. She had some tragedy in her life, and she punched through in a big way. And her coach, Alan Jones, will join us about 11:30. So please keep it where you got it. News Radio 840 WHAS. Most people think I'm not taking marriage advice from Tony and Dwight.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Well, we're going to give you some, which includes information from BuzzFeed, okay? Plus, we've done this story before. We're also going to talk about parents. They're asked, would they, if they could go back and have kids again? Like, would you, if you had to do it over again, would you have children?
No.
And I the first time we did that story, I freaked out because the headline was, I regret having kids. And I laughed out loud and said, no one ever says that.
But
then we did the story on the air and all the phone calls were people going, absolutely.
I would have never done it
My
again.
My kids are
ungrateful little turd.
Ungrateful little whatever. I'm like, this is horrible.
We tried to reach out to the Mendez parents for a little answer.
Confirmation.
Couldn't get a hold of them.
Yeah. Okay. So Kentucky's best hemp. I don't know what it's like a ritual. Right at the end of the night, I look over to the right on my nightstand and I have a bottle of Kentucky's best hemp. KYSbesthemp.com is where you want to buy it. A couple of drops under the tongue. I let it sit there for about 45 seconds, 60 seconds, and I swallow it. It opens up my lungs a little bit for about 5 or 10 minutes and really calms me down to a point to where I go to sleep about 10 minutes later. I'm done. I'm out and I sleep through the night. I love. And if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll do a little bit more and it puts me right back. It's fantastic. I love the CBD oil extract from Kentucky's Best Hemp. It's all based here in Kentucky. The company's based out of Cynthiana, Kentucky. KYSbesthemp.com. All natural, man. And this, you knew we grow the other stuff really well over the time. You're like, well, hemp is the same thing. It's great. Kentucky's Best Hemp. And right now, if you go to KYSbesthemp.com and order up your CBD oil products, you punch in Tony30 and get 30% off your entire order. Boom. That covers it. Tony30, 30% off your entire order at Kentucky's Best Hemp. All right, marriage advice and would you still have kids? It's coming up next right here on News Radio 840 WHAS, but news is now.